I've been an active UFO investigator. I've been an active paranormal investigator. But I don't think that's my core areas. You know, they're interesting and they're fun to do. And you do get to help people as well sometimes. But, you know, sitting in a cellar at 3 a.m. in the morning, I'm a bit old for that, to be honest with you. I just can't do that anymore. And you freeze, you know. So, and hilltops at 2 a.m. in the morning is minus 10 degrees. No, let's stop doing that. So, it really comes back to anything that is really strange and wonderful and weird and, no pun intended, but it just piques that interest level, you know, that kind of goes, oh, so what were they doing in ancient Egypt? What were they doing in Babylon? What were they doing in the Inca areas? And what does that symbol mean? And is there really a trace through history for that symbol? So it's just all those kind of interesting things, but not Dan Brown.
Is there a subject that you would diss, actually? Is there a subject that you don't agree with and you would be very, very vocal about it? Is there anything vocal that you could say against maybe somebody's opinion? You know, give some dirt.
Give some dirt. I think that's two separate things, isn't it? Subjects that I don't agree with and being vocal about them. I do respect everybody's belief, and if you believe in a certain thing, crop circles is a great example, mediumship is another one, UFOs in general, I suppose, or at least alien craft are as UFOs, I wouldn't stand there and criticise you. I'd argue objectively if I thought you were incorrect, but I wouldn't sort of diss you, if that's the word, because I think that's just really unprofessional, really. You know, why would you do that? You know, if people genuinely have a belief system, then you should respect that belief system, regardless of if you actually support it or not. Personally, I believe certain things, I disbelieve certain things. As an event organizer, I take a neutral stance. But as long as I find the talk interesting, it doesn't matter to me personally if I believe it or not. It's just, is it really interesting? I'm not going to go out there and put banners up against people who believe in, I don't know, crop circles, for example. I don't sit on the fence, but as I say, I'm an objective investigator, so I look at the evidence if I'm making a decision for myself. But again, as the face of weird, I suppose, weird isn't about making judgment calls. It's not about saying this is true or this is not true. It's about putting on talks for people to make their own minds up.